Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten, how are you?
I am good.
Just FYI, we just had some fun construction noise start, just if you're wondering what that buzz is, but we'll try our best to keep it down.
At first I heard you say funk construction, so that would be cool.
A cool new genre of music.
Yeah, funk construction.
Hey, what are we talking about today?
So it's good linking with that previous amazing song you just played. So we're doing space disco.
Yes, I'm very excited about this.
Which turns out it's a thing. Honestly, I didn't know about this, before a couple of weeks ago when I was planning this. And it's an actual real thing. And apparently, there's a newer version of it that we're not doing, which is there's a Norwegian, more recent version in the last 20 years, sort of called Cosmic House /
Wild
Space Disco. Yeah. So we're not doing the new Norwegian version. Maybe we'll have to do that sometime. So we're doing the sort of 1970s version of space disco, which is a thing.
Awesome. I'm going to hit the first track.
Okay.
Now, I've got to say, this is the only song I was familiar with, but it is a bit of a stone cold classic. Who are we listening to, Kirsten?
So, Asha Puthley. Now, how come you were familiar with this?
I don't know. It's just one of those songs that somehow wormed its way into my into my orbit, and now I listen to it often. It's a big
tune. So apparently, it's a big track that a lot of DJs love, and a lot of people love her voice. So Asha is Indian, born in Bombay, came to the States on a Martha Graham, who's an amazing dancer, scholarship, and then ended up making all this amazing jazz and music. And she was a big figure in the sort of Studio 54, The Loft, you know, friends with Warhol.
Mm-hmm. I think it's impossible to listen to this without grooving around just a little bit.
And apparently this song, so in 2009 when they had the 40th anniversary of the moon landing, this song was beamed into space.
Cool!
Isn't that crazy? Give me some space.
Now that I see she has got an amazing voice. Kind of sounds like no one else.
Well, yeah, because she's got that combination of that sort of Bollywood voice, but, you know, then with jazz and funk. And, there's a lot of women in space disco, women vocalists. Ooh. They're called Cosmic Chanteuses.
Oh, how do I get to be one of those?
Is that self-named or...?
yeah, that's my drag name, but... so 76 to 86 is really the period we're talking about.
Okay.
And, so this is when, around the same time as Star Wars came out. And so we've done some of the genre on earlier shows of, like, there's, you know, earlier in the century was sort of this more orchestral versions of space. This real sort of sparse, empty, spooky. And then you have the weird sci-fi movies in the 50s and 60s with the theremin.
Yeah.
And then in the early 70s, you started to get Sun Ra doing this sort of Afrofuturistic jazz.
Mm-hmm.
So this is sort of like another take on space, because obviously, you know, what does space sound like? So this is just sort of, people feel like it's really of the time that Star Wars was out, space was really big in popular culture, and then some people play on the riff of African Americans feeling like aliens in their own culture, and you know, with freaky funk outfits, you know, with silver and shoulder pads and massive afros, that it just sort of blended the idea of having disco.
Yeah.
And that was a big cut, too, because often space and technology is considered really sort of clean and austere, right? And minimalist.
Totally, yeah.
But to have this wild, colorful Afro space, you know, it was sort of, you know, a different stereotype or a different imagination of space could be.
So it kind of has a direct through line from the Sun Ra, beginning of Sun Ra doing his thing, into this sort of disco era.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely philosophically, you know, the idea that space was wild and colorful and crazy and black, you know, because often space was white and robotic and clean. And so, you know, often the graphics of these will be, you know, sort of funky robots. Again, which robots are sort of the most non-human, right? And then disco's superhuman, you know, disco and funk and sex and dance. It's very bio body.
Oh, listen to that.
Yeah, so she's a really amazing vocalist, so you know, people want to look her up.
So this is Usha Puthley with Space Talk. I'm going to segue us into our next track here. Who is this song by, Kirsten?
This is D.D. Jackson, Meteor Man, 1978, and she worked a lot, as you can hear, with Giorgio Moroder.
Amazing.
And British, and this was a huge hit, not in the USA, but other countries. And if you have an inclination today, look up the video. Phenomenal. A little like tiny leotard with a cape and shoulder pads.
Wow.
It's very fun.
I didn't realize this is what I needed on my Friday morning today to really get me in the mood for the weekend, but a bit of space disco it is.
Yeah, you're right. Like, it's a really good genre. Like, now, I gotta warn you, not all of the songs are good. I did have to comb through a lot of space junk. Now, I'd say there's 10 to 20 songs that were good, but the rest of it, oh, wow. So, I mean, I did have to curate a lot.
Nice.
One of the songs I debated on playing and didn't play in the end was... there was a disco version of the Star Wars theme that came out in 77.
Wow.
And it was massive.
That's amazing.
And when you hear it, you're like, wow, that actually works. But I sort of tried to play some of the more sort of interesting
I think this is fun. We've actually had a text in about that from Finn, I believe, who said Star Wars and Other Galactic Funk by Mecco, 1977. Yes. Is that the one?
Yeah, that's the album. And it's got these like two sort of funky dancing robots with like surprisingly huge butts on it.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so that again was one of the, well, I wasn't sure if it was good or not. It's very cheese. I mean, intergalactic kitsch is one of the other sort of names
right.
for the genre.
I think I'm probably going to have that stuck in my head all day now. That's quite sure. a catchy refrain.
You're right, that's an earworm meteor, man.
Someone says, it's Paul. Paul says, we want some extraterrestrial techno. It's the next logical step
that
in
is
the,
perfect.
In the space yeah. canon.
He should be a genre namer. I think all three of the songs today are about women pining for like spacemen. And there is this sort of older thing of, you know, women waiting while men go to war and stuff.
Mm.
But, you know, even look at like later stuff like Twilight and women falling for vampires. There is this kind of weird pining for men that are just different than the men they come across.
Is this feminism?
Butterfly in my hand.
Whoa, this is cool. Paul's also followed up his extraterrestrial techno message with one that says, the Mars rover Perseverance is landing in the next few hours and the broadcast will have an audio feed. Probably no music, but lots of space noise. That's very cool.
Well, now we know what to listen to while it happens.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
I'd like to think that space noise is just space disco, that actually this is what the cosmos sounds like.
Well, like, this is why even though it seems like a weird, you know, little flaky genre, I think it's persisted.
Yeah.
Because, well, A, they're just darn funky songs. But, you know, space and our imagination, you know, it's just still eternal. It's still this mystery. It's still as exciting, you know. We're still finding new things. It hasn't gone away as sort of a fun theme to think about.
The last track that you've brought us this morning is by the Ra Band, and it's called Clouds Across the Moon. There's a lot of recurring noises. There's like boo, boo noises.
I think those are the noises from space.
Space noise.
They come from space. They've landed in the song.
It's got a hilarious intro up here.
Very well. Hold on, please.
So she's trying to call her lover. Thank you, operator.
Hi, darling. How you doing? Hey, baby. Were you sleeping?
When we were talking about this genre in the office yesterday, this was the one that Amelia requested. She was like, please play this song. And now that I'm listening to it, I can absolutely see why.
Hi, darling. How's the weather? Say, baby, is that cold better now?
So it is, you're kind of right. It's got this like spaceman, pining for your spaceman kind of theme going on to some of these tracks.
Yeah, and he's in space and she's saying, is your cold better now? And I'm like, dude, if he had a cold, he'd be sent back. So, and also all these songs, again, they sound like these weird little, you know, forgettable things, but the artists in them are all, you know, have these, you know, we've got some really great musicianship behind them.
Yeah.
And so this, the Ra Band is R-A-H, which is this guy, Richard Anthony Houston, who was like a big composer, arranger for like the Bee Gees, the Beatles, Herbie Hancock.
Wow, okay.
And
this was his personal project.
Yeah, I know. It's my personal project because I really want to do space disco. And so he's been later recognized, you know, by different, you know, sort of EDM communities rediscovering.
Cool.
Now, the singer was his wife at the time. And, you know, like I think he had her on the demo and then just, you know, became attached and so kept her on it.
Decided she sounded great.
Yeah. I've
had a million different offers on the phone, but I just stay right here at home.
Ooh, space trumpet.
I don't think that I can take it anymore. This crazy war.
Rosie's texted in to say, my mood has so lifted, magic. Thank you very much, Dr. K.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, who would have thought?
Space disco.
Want to be happy? Space disco.
Cheer you up, yeah. Someone's Ian said, what about Kraftwerk's Around the World? Drawing a connection there to some spacey...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Spacey vibes. Also, Blondie's Atomic is very space disco-y in terms of the video, apparently.
Okay, I hadn't considered that one, but one of the ones people included was Giorgio Moroder's The Chase, which I always sort of saw used in, like, action movies, but people counted as space disco. Babylon Zoo Spaceman was another one of people add.
It's a classic.
Now also imagine, like, okay, you're a museum, you're young, and you buy your first synth and it has all these boop de boop sounds. You know, like you do get inspired to do something spacey because it doesn't sound, you know, like earthly instruments.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
You.
A boop-de-boop sounds the official technical term.
Yes, yes, it's a musicological term. We learned that at the School of Music.
Awesome. Oh, we love a key change.
Good one, good spotting.
I'll try again next year.
Next year?
Oh, dear.
She can't call him for another year.
Break your heart. These have been fantastic songs. Thank you very much, Kirsten. If anyone wants to look them up again, we've had the Ra Band, Clouds Across the Moon, which we're listening to now. Before that, Dee Dee Jackson, Meteor Man, and a bit of Usher Puthley, Space Talk. Thank you very much for bringing these in.
I would recommend Babylon Zoo and Mecco's Star Wars disco version.
Fantastic. really sounds like you could really spend a whole weekend just listening to this and have a very nice time.
Who'd have thought? Who'd have thought?
Kirsten, thank you so much. What are you going to be bringing us next week?
Naya Bingi.
Ooh, I don't know what that is, but I'm intrigued.
It's related to reggae. So.
Oh, cool. Okay, awesome. Well, we'll see you next Friday. Thank you very much for cheering us all up with some lovely space jams this morning. Have a good weekend.
Space jam, good one. Yeah. All right, bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
All my best puns.